Listen to KINS 106.3 FM for Warriors basketball.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
When I was a student at Eureka Junior High, now the home of Eureka High, we were known as the Little Loggers, and proud we were to beat up on the Trojans at Jacobs Junior High across town. Then in 1962, I became a proud logger at Eureka High School. And weird enough, I think I can still sing the fight song. Find a kid at that high school today that can, and that'll be a miracle. When I graduated in 1965, I wanted to be a Humboldt State University lumberjack in the worst way. But my family wanted me to become a Lutheran minister in a more worse way. So I went off to a college in the Bay Area, and of course, didn't hook up with that family dream. But now I had seen the outside world, and I got a ton of education in and around some of the finest junior colleges in California. Kenyatta College was my favorite. It was actually their first year, and I had made every collegiate team that they had and was the sports editor for the school newspaper. One of my first stories I covered was the naming of the school mascot. An opportunity for the students to have a say was really cool. That is, until it came down to the two choices. You ready? Well, the one that actually won was the Colts, and the one that lost, wait for it, was the Cows. How embarrassing would it have been to don a jersey with a cow on it, no pun intended. So now, whoever in the world they are, want to take the mascot, the Lumberjacks, away from Humboldt State University. If you think you're seeing a decline in alumni and just normal type people dropping off the sports program at Humboldt State, let them pull this stunt. Lumberjack families built the gosh darn school, the town, and the county. How many graduates have received their education and degrees in forest management and gone off to do great things in the industry that has funded more projects and aided in more programs than any other field known to the education of students at HSU? Ever heard of Jack Nounen? I used to see him come to the podium at the city and profess to be this great humanitarian of sorts, activist of other sorts, who is now stirring up a student in the forestry program to carry the water. I'll not mention his name, but I'll give you a quote from this guy. He said, quote, "It's to get people to acknowledge the lumberjack is a problem, so we can come together to find a symbol we can all identify with." All? Pretty narrow-minded if you ask me. Just think, somebody at our university could be playing, wearing God knows what, a marble murrelette, spotted owl, playing against the Tigers or the Lions or the Bears. Who's going to win that one? So here we go again, out of our hands in the hands of a handful of students who don't get it and never will. That is what history our beloved Lumberjack is all about. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.